Chapter 18. Lord Relictor Boreas Undying.
Hold the line!
I cry, reeling back from the carnage. The phalanx is still intact, but even a wall of Sigmarite will eventually buckle under such ferocity. The liberators have thrown all their weight against each other, still singing my brother's hymn as they shudder under the impact of the juggernauts. Where they can, they unseat the Red Knights with spring-heeled lunges, pounding their hammers into the enemy and then dropping back behind their shields. The remaining Judicators are sheltered by the shield wall, loosing volley after volley at the enemy. Arrows blaze as they punch through cornate armor, toppling some of the riders but leaving others hunched in their saddles, inured to the pain by their unholy rage. I can no longer see Tylos or Retributor Celadon. I strain to look over the smoke-snorting heads of the juggernauts, but it is useless. They had reached Hax Honor Guard and marched calmly into the circle. I have to trust him. I have to believe Tylos can reach the Crucible of Blood, or this will all have been for nothing. Another charge crashes into the phalanx, and finally the shields start to give.
Hold the line!
I roar, and we surge back at them with a storm of hammers and arrows. I slip back through the ranks and grasp my honor scrolls. My heart pounds as I consider what I'm about to attempt. My body is broken, and my mind is close behind. I look ahead and see, briefly, the horned figure of Hach. He is flying towards Tylos, swinging a great two-handed sword. Tylos has proven his courage, but he can't defeat them all alone. We need to reach him. The Liberator's song falters as another wave of juggernauts crash into us. They can't hold out much longer. The storm casts are greater than any mortal foe, but the demonic steeds are stealing our precious remaining minutes. Dawn is almost upon us. We have to get Tylos to the Crucible. I start to pray, reading from the mass of scrolls that trail down from my armor, and immediately my gauntlets begin to spark and flicker. I recite the final words, and power jolts through my body. Before I have chance to register the pain, I point my hammer at the storm clouds and channel the power of the heavens, calling down Sigmar's wrath. Lightning connects with my hammer and splays out over the heads of the liberators, turning the night into a fierce, colorless dawn. It hits me with such force that I'm hurled backwards across the ground. Blows falter as both armies pause to watch. For a brief moment, the clouds become silver, shimmering peaks. My prayer flashes across the sky and then hurtles back towards the ground, reborn as a thick column of lightning. The air rips apart as it slams to the earth. It lands in the heart of Hach's army like a comet from the heavens. While the others stare in wonder, I'm already running. I ignore the pain of my wounds and stagger through the stunned crowds of warriors. The column of lightning doubles and redoubles, lashing and arcing its way through the enemy warriors. It's incredible, so beautiful that even the Chaos Knights pause to watch before being blasted apart. As the column of light reaches the juggernauts, it slices neatly through the demon steeds. The blades of light leave smoking, butchered corpses in their wake. Some of the knights manage to howl in rage, but most are simply thrown from their mounts and left in bleeding heaps of smouldering metal. As the lightning's power grows, more of the juggernauts are dissected, spilling scarlet flames as their unholy bodies fall apart. Even the ground starts to rupture and crack, spewing gouts of lava from beneath its black, splintering crust.
Charge! I cry, weaving through the crowds of liberators. Make for the Crucible! Find the Lord Celestant! The night is almost done!
As I run across the cracking earth, dodging jets of lava, the Tower of Lightning begins to slowly rotate, trailing twitching limbs of electricity that tear apart even more of the Chaos Steeds. The red-armored knights are so busy trying to control their bucking mounts that I stagger halfway through their ranks before they even notice. Even then, they find it hard to place me in the blinding glare. One of them manages to bar my way and attack. He's lost his weapon, so he simply dives headfirst through the inferno of spinning lights. I sidestep his clumsy lunge and pound him into the ground with my warhammer. Without breaking my stride, I race into the heart of Sigmar's fire. It's so fierce I can barely see, and my armor begins to ripple with heat, but I can't falter. I will not let Tylos fail. The warriors of Khorne have fled the blast, and I stumble through the blaze alone. The arcs of power are still passing over me, rather than slicing me open, but my armor is starting to buckle and boil. The heat is incredible. I'm still a few feet from the core when my damaged leg gives way. The wound I sustained at the lake explodes with pain, and I crash heavily to the ground. I crawl on, but the light is growing more ferocious with every second. I take a breath that's nothing but fire, and agony blossoms in my chest. The pain is horrific, beyond even the pain of my reforging. As the lightning crashes down around me, the earth cracks and judders again. I crawl up a shifting ledge of rock, trying to see if the army is with me. After staring into the light, I realize I'm trapped. The lightning has left me surrounded by a circle of angry, spitting lava. I stagger from side to side, trying to find a way through, but wherever I go, I'm met by more lava. There's no way through. I shout, but the roaring of lightning drowns out my cries.